Good morning, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and this is Tom Chenault Show on a Sunday afternoon. I do hope you're having an unbelievable day. We are going to have a great show for you today, but we're going to start it off right now with my buddy, John Milton Fogg. How are you this morning, John?
It is afternoon here, and I am lovely.
Well, yeah, it's afternoon actually here in Colorado, and you are in the great state of Virginia, and I have got a couple kids in my studio that are, is it Jackson or Jasmine?
Jacqueline
and Angelina are in my studio, two of the most beautiful little girls I've ever seen. How old are your little girls, John?
On Thursday, Ellie will be 11, and Anais was just 7.
That's how old
and
these kids are.
And my other little girl is 32.
Very, very close, man. So, John, I heard yesterday you did a great job on a conference call for a ton of people just about your love of network marketing and the love of the profession. And I've just started rereading a book this week by a guy by the name of Don Fela. Have you ever read those books of his, The Napkin Presentations?
Napkin Presentations, and Don and Nancy were two of the first people that I met in network marketing. They were probably the first quote-unquote speakers I ever met. And Tom, this is dark ages. This is 25-plus years ago.
This book I read, it's 30 years old, and it felt like it was written yesterday. And it distinguishes between what we're doing and what the world's doing. And, you know, instead of being a direct seller where you're selling something to everybody on your block, the name of the game, and I'm going to stop calling myself a network marketer as of now and call myself a multi-level marketer, because what I am doing is marketing via multi-levels. And I don't need to be ashamed of that, because I am not a fuller brush salesman. I'm not a direct salesman. I'm not a one sale ends it all salesman. I am a multi-level marketer. I am marketing across multi-levels. Don't you love that?
Yeah, it is multi. Do you know where multi-level came from?
No, that's why, you know, the whole conversation just came into focus for me so much that I thought I would think on it a little bit and then take it 10 levels deep to a much bigger thinker and come to you and ask you that. So thank you.
You keep saying that, man. Cut it out. It's not true. All right, I won't go into that. Back in the earlier days, California Vitamins, Carl Renborg, got in touch with two guys, and I won't give you their whole history, Meidinger and Castleberry. And they met each other during the Second World War, and after the war, they became marketing consultants. And I can't remember which one of them, but one of them worked for J.C. Penney, which at that time was the numero uno department store in the United States. And Penny had a unique structure, and that is that the store manager was paid on the productivity of the department managers, who were paid on the productivity of their supervisors, who were paid on the productivity of their clerks. And these guys brought that idea together with Carl Renborg, who was doing California Vitamins, put it all together, throw it up in the air, and it was called Amway. And that was how that multi-level compensation plan started. And they certainly had to make adjustments in the beginning, like even companies do today with that compensation plan. I mean, they started running out of money to give people, because all of a sudden people really glommed on to this concept of building an organization that created sales rather than just creating sales.
That is so
one of the things that distinguishes us and makes this I say, Tom, and have said for years, this is the most remarkable form of free enterprise ever created, and that's one of the major reasons.
Wow, that and John, that's the truth, and I'm telling you what, you know, and we hear the cliche, well, every company's a multi-level marketing, and I don't think that thing has any power, but I'll tell you this, when you start understanding the power of geometric progression, and you understand that you can be cause in affecting the performance of four or five people. And even the military, as Fela points out, you don't have a huge bunch of people to command, even in the military. It's still four or five or six. And I'll tell you one thing. You might have a battalion, but it starts with three, four, five, or six. And if you start thinking from here the same way, it's all over.
I think the military model, Tom, and I actually was searching for this week, and I haven't found it. I think it's based on five.
Yeah.
A general has five people reporting. Those colonels and majors, whatever rank they are, has five people reporting, you know, down to a captain, et cetera, a platoon, whatever. I think it's based on that model of about five people. And if you think, one of the things that drives me nuts, and I said this on that show yesterday with Lance Gordon, who was on your show last week, these people who say, I can show you how to bring in one person a day. And Lance said in his previous company, the ownership pushed him to achieve an award because he was number one in the company. He had to have this achievement. He had to have this position. And that was somebody who in 1 month brought in 30 people. He refused. He said, I can bring them in, but I can't teach them, I can't train them, I can't be a partner with them.
And that's the problem. Everybody in this crazy business we're in keeps score by how many people you sign up, not how many people you train and develop. And that's just plain backwards, right?
Well, you know, one of the things long ago I learned, and I remember the day I got it, I was speaking in Australia, in Sydney, Australia, and I asked the audience, it was a long training, like 5 hours, we were on the business of vision, and I started going in the room, what's your vision, what's your vision, what's your vision, what's your vision, and what I saw happen in front of me, demonstrated live and in person, was that the real leaders didn't tell me about the Ferrari, the car, the two houses, the world travel, the anything, their income, none of it. They talked about how many of their people they would partner with and support to become millionaires, to become tremendously successful. Their vision, their intention, their commitment wasn't about themselves. It was on their people. And that's the specialness of this business. And you can't do that with one person a day.
No doubt about it. And that's why I am telling you guys, if you're going to, you know, if you want to build this thing by ones, you're going to, you know, it's four levels deep, you're going to have four people. One, 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 one. If you do it by two, you got 2, 4, 8, 16. If you do it by three, you've got 3, 9, 27, 81. If you do it by four, you've got 4, 16, 64, 256. If you do it like the military, you've got 5, 25, 125, 625. And you're starting to build yourself a dynasty at that point. But I am going to tell you, if you bring people in this business and you don't drive them three or four levels deep, they're going to quit at the first sign of trouble, aren't they, John?
I've had some who've done it.
Yeah, there's, you know, when you've got 600 people underneath you, you're probably not going to quit. You're making a couple $1,000 a month, your hair's on fire, and you're going down the road. So all of a sudden your product comes late, or somebody tells you you're in a pyramid scheme, or you're, you know, whatever. But man, when you've got a check showing up, and you've been causing four people getting involved with this thing and building their business, it is over. And that's what you want to do, is make this thing have that kind of stability that creates accountability on your part. And if you want to be a leader in this business, by God, you need to learn to lead, don't you?
That's right out of Fela's book, those numbers you just quoted.
Well, why do you? I told you I just read it. You think I forgot already?
No.
Golly, John. Yeah, so this is exciting stuff. And, you know, next week I get to go to my company's convention. And it's out in Las Vegas. It's going to be at the Red Rock or the Golden Rock or the Hard Rock, some rock. And it is going to be 1,000 people with their hair on fire. And I am so pumped up because it inspires me. And events inspire me. And building toward events inspires me. And all the resignation, cynicism, despair out there in the world gets obliterated in one weekend that hopefully will carry me over for the next 52 weeks till the next convention. And everybody, I'm telling you, whether you're, I don't care if you're driving around in Minnesota, I don't care where you are in your car right now, we're on a lot of radio stations in cars. If you aren't looking at network marketing as a plan B, you are flat out crazy. Because I'll tell you, the stability in corporate America is just beyond belief. It's not there. It makes me want to gag. And I just read this morning, Novartis, a huge company, very, very reputable company, just got slapped by the government for bribing doctors to get people to take their prescription medications. Bribing doctors with money, with trips, with everything you can imagine, hiding it behind trips to Hooters, things like that. It's just embarrassing what's going on out there in the world, and you can be cause in fighting back and bringing integrity back, and you can build yourself a plan B that in my case became plan A. And you're doing the same thing, aren't you, John Milton Fogg?
I am. It's really the only option I've got, Thomas.
And me too. Me too. At age 61, what am I going to do? Am I going to go? I'm going to walk into some corporation and say, "Hey, listen, I need to make $100,000 a year."
And, well, you could try radio.
Radio's no good. They don't. You know, you take. True story. All my radio talk show host friends, all my TV show hosts, you know, anchors, people like that, and I'm not going to say their names. I have tons of friends. They are all getting thrown out the window. And why? Because they know that they can get a 20-year-old kid with a good face to work 60 hours a week for $50,000 a year versus what they have to pay these guys and used to have to pay these guys. No, it's everything has an expiration date except network marketing. And my biggest problem is figuring out who, which one of my three kids I'm going to be able to train and develop to take this business over in 20 years when I'm ready to retire. That's a good problem to have, wouldn't you say?
It's a great problem to have, Tom.
And those two little girls of yours, the same deal. I am going to tell you guys something. Life is great. We're coming back with Rick Abraham. He wrote this book. It's one of my favorite four. It's called Mr. Schmooze. You are going to be blown away because he is all about the power of a relationship. And if you know John Milton Fogg, relationships carry the day. We're going to come back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show. Thanks so much for listening in.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
The Tom Schnaught Show. Is this microphone working? I can't hear myself. Okay, perfect. All right, we're back. It's got John Milton Fogg. How are you? I think we've got my good buddy Rick Abraham with us.
I am here. Thank you.
Rick, how you been, baby?
I've been fine. Thank you. Sorry I'm a little late there, but better late than never.
No. It's great to have you aboard, and it was late notice that we put you on the spot and got you on the show. You have written, and we met at the MLMIA, but long before that, Marcy Cook gave me your book, Mr. Schmooze.
Right.
And I am telling you, that book changed my life.
Wow.
It is the best little, how many pages is it?
I don't think it's about 95 or something like that.
It is so, it's the best read you will ever read, you guys. And here's what happens in network marketing, and I just want to set this conversation up. In the earlier segment, we talked about enrolling people versus signing them up. And everybody's out there signing people up, and it happens to me all the time. I'm sitting with somebody, and we're talking to the best guy in the world, and we're sitting across the desk from him, and all of a sudden in comes somebody that wants to buy a bottle of vitamins, or they're overweight, and we've got a weight loss product. And the person that sponsored this great guy I'm sitting with jumps up to go talk to that person over there, not realizing the absolute key to his future is sitting in the chair next to him, and they have to keep that guy unbelievably plugged in. And we don't do that in network marketing. We're always running past our leaders to go sign up the next person. Your book teaches you how to keep your people. And I love your book. It's called The Power of Mr. Schmooze, everybody. And I am telling you, it is the book. We just put the link up on Facebook for it. It is the book of all time. You want it. The Art and Science of Selling Through Relationships. The book is Mr. Schmooze. So, Rick,
yes.
You just updated. You got a new email. You got a new newsletter. You got all kinds of stuff going on, huh?
Well, you know, the book Mr. Schmooze was written a while ago, and it's one of those evergreen deals where it seems like kind of waves of generations discover it. You know, it kind of pops up and it gets around, and then it quiets down a little bit, and then it comes back again and again. So I have to keep up with it. But it's really, you know, sort of universal thoughts in there that we picked up over the years of just really working with very, very accomplished salespeople. And when we go into companies and we work on their recruiting and their sales training, I pay a particular attention to the top 2 or 3% of the producers to see what they're doing, and the commonalities are striking. They're all doing the same things. And the number one thing that they do that I think a lot of people, as you just mentioned a minute ago, sort of brush past, is they really do take their time in forming relationships with other people and building those bridges. And then once those bridges are really solid, anything can happen from there.
And then that's exactly right. And you guys, if you wonder why somebody's got an inferior product to you and a lower and a higher price than you, but they've also got your customer sitting there in the restaurant, it's because it's not about your price. It's not about your quality of product. It's about your relationship to that person that you're sitting across the table from. Is that right or wrong, Rick?
You know, that's absolutely right, and it's proven. You know, we do a lot in our work with data and with research. I mean, there's intuition here, but then we try to back the intuition up with information because it just makes it that much more powerful. And it is a fact that at least 50% of any sale has to do with the buyer's impression of the salesperson. So that can range anywhere from, you know, a quick shot coming through a retail counter at a perfume stand right on through, you know, something that's a 10-year relationship on the personal wealth management side. But the salesperson, you know, the messenger, he or she, him or herself, is at least half as important in terms of making that emotional connection to the other side as the product itself.
And after the break, we're going to ask you some, we're going to drill down a little bit. Where do you want people to buy the book? Do you prefer someplace like Amazon or going straight to your website? What works best for you?
Sure. Thank you. It's really Amazon at this point now. Wiley Books has got the book. They sell it through Amazon. Amazon's got the best prices. So like everything else now, you know, middleman cut out, just go right to Amazon.
Okay, so the link is, the book is called Mr. Schmooze.
Mr. Schmooze, The Art and Science of Selling Through Relationships, and the author is Richard Abraham.
And we will put a link up for Amazon there, and on also up we have his personal website, and he's got these shows, he's got this information, he's got these webinars and podcasts and all kinds of jazz. You want to plug into this guy because drilling down on the depth of relationship, and John Foggs, he's a 2 million bookseller with his own book, The Greatest Networker. He is all about relationships, so he'll pitch in this next segment. But Rick Abraham's book, it is absolutely, well, it's been on my favorite four list for years upon years upon years. When it got a little scarce, I was freaking out. And I'm telling you, you want to buy this book and you want to buy a couple of copies for your leaders, because I'll tell you, you will be keeping your team after you read this book. We'll be right back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show on a great Sunday afternoon. No basketball, no nothing to distract you. All we're doing is just hitting here, having some fun today. We're talking home-based business. We're talking relationships first and foremost. John Milton Fogg, I mean, you are the king of relationships. You've been talking about it since day one, the importance of it. And this book, Mr. Schmooze, is all you, about taking your leaders and holding them in the cradle of your hand and helping them get from A to Z. Isn't that about what this business needs?
I'm not sure what it needs, if that's what it needs, but that's what it is.
Yeah. And inside of that, you guys, everybody out there that's listening to this show, it's not a sign-up game. It's a relationship game. And this book, Mr. Schmooze, I'm going to keep hammering that name to you because I want you to buy this book. It will give you the, you will realize after you read this book that you have not treated your leaders the way you could and should have done it. And I promise you, if you are in Visalis and you're looking past your leaders, the people from Organo Gold aren't. And they're buying your team members tickets to the football game, tickets to the basketball game, and pointing out that that's what they do for their leaders. And I just use those two companies as an example. You don't want the competition doing what you should be doing. You don't want the milkman doing what you should be doing on your front porch. So the point I make to you is treat the people that you love and you value the most like you love and value them the most. And that's exactly what Mr. Schmooze is all about. So back to Rick Abraham. Rick, give us a little bit of a snapshot of what the book's about, what it looks like, and why it's so important.
Well, what I tried to do was I was always fascinated with sort of the magic of relationships and why certain people seem to be able to just turn other people on in such organic and natural ways, you know, sort of the magnetic types of people. And at first I thought it was charisma, but it's not, because charisma is something that is learned. It's not something you're born with. John Kennedy wasn't born with charisma. You know, he figured it out. Same with a guy like Ronald Reagan. And so in working with and studying these people who could draw a crowd in a party, or, you know, the person who shows up and the party starts, and it can be quiet or it can be really a very rambunctious person. And anyway, all of these common themes started to pop up. And what we learned was a number of things. Number one is that charismatic people, for example, it's not about them. People who are considered charismatic are people who make other people feel charismatic. So you meet someone at a party or you'll just know somebody, and whenever you talk to them, you walk away feeling better about yourself. A little phrase here, an attitude there. But, of course, anyone in your life who's like that, you're going to welcome back into your life time and time again. The second thing that we learned is that these really, really successful people are relentless when they're in the sales arena about their relationships, and they go so much further than their competitors in cultivating relationships. And it's not so much about throwing different kinds of gimmicks at the other people. It's really about finding the emotional hot buttons and triggers of the other people and then relating to them at that level. So if the other person happens to be, and, you know, you name it, there's a thousand things, but let's just say it's a fly fisherman, then relating to that person's passion and hobby, finding out some research, sending them a little gift that might be the hot fly for the spring, whatever it is, these people are just masters at figuring it out and having a lot of fun with that stuff.
And that's so critically important, you guys. As you listen out there, if you are just this superficial, pat on the back, not being authentic leader, people are going to sense that. But when you remember their names, when you remember what their favorite team is, when you remember the stuff that's important to them, they're going to remember you for remembering that. And that is the most important part. I know the name of John Fogg's four kids. All four of them. I know John Fogg's mother's name. I know the story of the lives of all four of those kids. Why is that? Because I want John Fogg to know how important he is to me as a business partner. Right, John?
You have done that, sir, and it means a lot. And Richard, I got a couple questions for you, if I may, please.
Mm-hmm.
One is real selfish, tad self-serving. About 25 years ago, when I first got involved in network marketing, I started harping on relationships, and I was most unpopular. I was told that get people involved in the business, and there's time afterwards to get them into relationship. I got all kinds of criticism. One of the reasons I was criticized was that takes too long. Did you, when you first started speaking about relationships and making an issue of it, did you find resistance too, or did you just sail right into that?
Well, it may have been a different context, because I imagine there are different time constraints, or, if you will, time environments involved in different things. But I was coming in through a real estate environment. And in that was an environment, there was certainly a lot of incentive to build a really strong relationship for the long term. I mean, in the commercial real estate side, I know guys who have been doing deals with other people, principals on the buy-sell side, for 30, 35 years. They won't do business with anybody else. So the idea in that context was certainly to build a solid foundation and a solid bridge, and then to keep reinforcing it over time. But I do think that the idea of building the relationship first applies to any industry. I think each person has to decide what their timelines are. But even when it comes to something like buying a car, you know, I'm actually looking at them right now, and I've talked to several salesmen over the last few days, and I like to do that, you know, to see if they're doing their thing. And I've got one of them now who's starting to follow up a little bit more, trying to build a relationship with me, as opposed to just trying to bang a car out of the showroom. And I appreciate it. So I do think that the dynamic applies.
Richard, do you have a brother named Jay?
I do not.
Jay Abraham, your namesake, was the first guy who turned me onto a concept in business called the lifetime value of a customer. And that's just what you were talking about right now. Don't make the sale, make the relationship, because over years in real estate and auto sales, especially in network marketing, when you start adding up two or three houses, two or three cars, wow, you know, that's an incredible, that really gives you an ROI, a return on that investment.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, when we consult with companies, we always figure out what the lifetime value of the of a customer is, or a company, a client. But I'll also put it another way, and that is that, what's the alternative? You know, the alternative is not building relationships and just trying to go through a marketing and sales combination over time in some other way. And we just never found a better way. It's so hard. People are built defensively. People are built to resist sales. They're built to be careful. And so to just walk right into that front, we call it the pit bull, you know, just walk right into the front of that pit bull and try to see if you can move that pit bull out of the way without softening up the situation by building a relationship, that's a hard road to go. I don't know too many people who have been successful doing it.
Richard, I take it you know a guy named Bob Berg. Is that true?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Bob wrote a book called Endless Referrals, and a couple of years down the road, a very popular book called The Go-Giver. I was looking at the review Bob wrote on your book on Amazon, and he says, however, the chapter on elevation alone is worth 10 times, actually many, many times, the price of this book. What do you mean by elevation?
Well, and we use an example in the book. We use some over-the-top examples to make the point, because Mr. Schmooze is really a giant of a character, but it can be really used at any scale. But the idea of elevation is that no matter how much you, when you start out with some sort of a sales or marketing or relationship opportunity, so you're going to go in and say you're going to meet with someone in network marketing that could be a leader for you, and then you begin to talk to that person, find out a little bit more about what their passions might be, different kinds of ways that you might be able to cultivate the relationship. The idea is to not stop, but to keep going and keep pushing and pushing and pushing those ideas almost out to ludicrous ways, because while you're in that mindset, you'll figure out ways, things that you could do for that other person that you wouldn't have thought of before. So we use a golf outing, and we say, okay, let's not just take the client to the golf outing. Let's take the son to his son to the golf outing, too, because he likes that. But let's not just do that. Let's send them an invitation that has the whole course layout and everything first to build up excitement. And then when they get there, let's have the caddy master meet them with bags with their names on it. And then after that, we'll have a golf lesson. And so you get the idea. It just keeps going on and on and on. And so what's the difference between when you take a guy to play golf and when your competitor does? There's a big difference, and that's sort of the idea of elevation.
Oh, that makes nothing but sense. I mean, think about that, you guys. How many times do you go play golf and you think, wow,
I just cemented that relationship. And then you find out that other guy that played golf with him the following weekend went that extra mile to make it so much more personal. The person's going to remember it the rest of their life. That's the elevation component, you guys. That makes nothing but sense to me. And it works. I promise you it works. That's awesome, Richard. We've only got about 2 minutes left. So what I want to know more than anything else is, if people do this, don't you believe that this is separates the 1% of really, really top flight successful people in sales from the 99% of the wannabes that just can't figure it out?
Absolutely. You know, if there's one thing that I've read time and time again, beyond sales, going into even, for example, coaching, sports and so forth, you'll see the coach at Duke and the old Ohio State coach and so forth, Woody Hayes, they'll always say that I can't control a lot of things, but there's one thing I can do, and I can outwork the other coach. And so I can stay up and watch a little more film. I can work out a little, get up a little earlier and meet with my coaches. And that's now in this case, we're talking about working on behalf of your client harder than your competitor. But it's the same idea. That's exactly what cuts the really top 1% or 2% away from everybody else.
You are a rock star. Richard, thank you so much for coming on the show. Everybody, the book Mr. Schmooze is the book. Go to MrSchmooze.com and look at his website. Sign up for his newsletter. Listen to a few of those recordings. But then go to Amazon.com right now and buy this book. And if I were you, I would buy 5 of them. One for you and one for your 4 top leaders who are going to do the same thing with their 4 top leaders. You want to do that. Thanks a lot, Richard. Mr. Rick Abraham. And next we've got Linnea Hagen. You are going to love her. She is a coach. And then we've got an MLM comedian named Derek Richards, who is a maniac. I've known this guy for a long time. You're going to love him. So the rest of the show is going to be as good as the first 2 segments. John Fogg and Rick Abraham, I'm sorry. Thank you. I love you guys. I'll be right back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of 5 platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The 5th platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm giving you a personal invitation to join me Tuesday, April 30th. This is 7 p.m. It's a free lecture at the Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this lecture is going to cover the top 8 diseases that afflict Americans. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease and how you can prevent it and how to reverse dementias. Let me tell you, this is going to be great. I'm going to show you how to reverse arthritis, how to reverse heart disease. I'm going to show you how to reverse high blood pressure. I want to show you how to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between your vertebrae. You don't need doctors for the most part except for emergency. Emergency, you got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, come see me. Free. This is Tuesday night, April 30th, 7 p.m., Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Tell them Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, sent you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's John Milton Fogg. I hope you liked Rick Abraham. I'm telling you, I've had his books for years. I love them. And he's got a book you want to read. And John, did I send you that book, John?
You did not.
We're going to have to get you a copy of that, baby. That thing it's the thinnest book you've ever seen, and it has more punch in it. You are going to love it. I just love reading books. Our next guest, Linnea Hagen, is a rock star. She's funny. She's a certified dream coach. She's a certified higher ground leadership coach. She's a certified coach for small business executives group. She's been doing it for 30 years. She's helped hundreds of on thousands of entrepreneurs and just regular old Joes like me get a bigger life. She co-authored The Spirit of Silicon Valley, Journeys and Transformations Beyond Technology, and now she's on a new kick with a couple of her friends called WaitNoMoreCoaching.com. She is fired up about life. Hello, Linnea. What's going on?
Yes, I am fired up, and thank you so much.
Oh, man, alive. I read your resume. I went, this woman is smoking cool. What's the story about you? So who are you?
Well, I think you described me pretty well. I wanted to back up because I thought it was kind of humorous that I was slotted between Mr. Schmooze and a maniac.
So. Yeah, oh, yeah. You are going to love this Derek Richards. After you get off the air with us, you want to come back and listen to him. You know, there's such a huge opening out there for MLM comedians, and I know that you're funny and you love to laugh. So listen to this guy, because this business is made to order for making jokes about, and I'm surprised there aren't more guys out there on the MLM circuit telling jokes, because this guy is funny. I've known him for years and years and years, and unfortunately, it's a little bit X-rated, so he'll have to temper it down a little bit for this show, but you're going to love him. But tell us about you a little bit.
Well, I've been coaching for quite a while, actually. I've started out, I was a consultant and a coach and mentor in Silicon Valley, working with some of the top companies, Hewlett Packard and Cisco and those types of things. And kicked off my own business, about 1997. I took an early retirement and have been kind of blazing my own trail. And as Steve Jobs said, you never really know where you're going, and you can't connect the dots until you look backwards and see which route you took. But so it's all, you know, it's all come together, and something that my partners and I believe is going to make a big impact on the health of people, as well as help giving people the life that they want and deserve. So that's where we're going at this point. Now, we've created something that's not only life-changing, but we really believe can have an impact on the health of this country. So we're real passionate about that.
So now you're passionate about weight loss. And now why weight loss? And you've got these women that you work with, and you kind of got a little partnership going here. What's that all about? Why did you almost change directions a little bit, didn't you?
Well, actually, no. I think for anybody who is has kind of like the heart and soul to coach people to be great or to live more inspired lives or to reach their goals, there is a really strong component that's tied into who you are and how you feel. And the fact of the matter is, if somebody isn't healthy, they're not going to fully live out the life that they're created to live. So that's what we're all about. And the truth is, whether somebody is coaching for sports or you're coaching somebody to build their business, pretty much it's all about just helping people reach their goals. So we took over 80 years of experience between the four of us, and we're all certified coaches with a huge amount of experience and passion, and we combined it into something that's not only has a lot of depth, but a lot of breadth, and is a lot of fun.
Well, that's cool. And as you create results here, once people get access to the fact that they're going to lose weight and follow that program, obviously that coaching is going to spill over into all areas of their life, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, we all have, I think, all of us on my team anyway, I think we all have a lot of pain about what's going on with the health in this country. And the fact is, people are teaching their children how to be obese. And so that's kind of a painful thing to think about. And so we've stepped up into something and created not a weight loss program, but actually a personal development and coaching program to help people stay on whatever weight loss program they have chosen for themselves.
Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to want to talk about this program that you've got, Strategy and Souls, the basic elements for success in anything, and the six-step approach that you use. Because every one of us want to do something big in our lives, but I believe 99% of us don't have any idea where to start, so we never get going. And I think that what's your favorite website so people can figure out who you are?
Oh, my favorite website, well, is one for my new company. It's weightnomorecoaching.com. That's W-E-I-G-H-T.
Okay.
Weightnomorecoaching.com. So people want to check that out. And while we're on break, that'd be great.
All right. We're coming back right after this. It is the Tom Chenault Show.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday
three-way enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.